Hard work on three. One, two, three. Hard work!
So we're here today at the 2014 youth football camps. This year we've broken up our two groups into two different sessions. So we actually have all our 10 to 14 year olds in a 3-day session. And then coming at the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, we have all our 6 to 9 year olds who are coming out.
Think about every year we've had this youth camp. Me and my staff has come over and coached it. Such a great way for these youngsters to get the fundamentals, the basics of football, and learn, most importantly, learn the love of the game.
You know, you get a chance to be hands-on, and when you go back to your team, you have a good understanding of fundamental knowledge of each position. So when a coach says, hey, what position do you want to play, you can actually make an informed decision because you've tried all of them and have a little bit of experience. So you can go with what you know, you can go with what you're good at, and, you know, this camp gives them a unique opportunity to kind of try a little bit of everything.
Ready, break down.
Five station tackling from the NFL, the Heads Up program. We learned it here as coaches just a couple years ago when everybody started implementing it. It's simply just the best way to teach safe tackling at any level. And now the kids come out here, and as early as age 7, they're getting a way to learn that tackling.
One, two, three!
You know, this year's been great. We've had a lot of player involvement. You know, a lot of guys come out and they want to. You know, it's not one of these things you got to chase them down and say, hey, you know, come out to camp. It's like, man, they come up to me, what are you doing? Oh, we got kids out there. I want to be a part of that.
You just know that I'm working today. He's working today, too. So I got to beat him every day because you never know. 10 years from now, y'all might be in the same draft.
And they get right in there. They sign autographs. They talk to the kids. They'll jump into drills and coach them. So it's really a unique opportunity for all the kids to get a chance to learn from the pros, play where the pros practice, and get that real 49ers experience.
You know, I told them they can be anything they want to be in life. And to do that, you have to listen to your parents, go to school, work hard, and playing video games all day long wouldn't get that done. So, you know, go outside, have fun, and enjoy life.
Just trying to give back and do what I can for the kids. You know, I try to look back at it as if I was a kid, you know. It's good to learn the fundamentals early at a young age, you know, keeping your head up. The simple things, you know, DB skills, lineman skills, quarterback skills, all that helps when you get older.
You always want to come out and get involved with the community, you know, as an organization, as players. They're our supporters. So, you know, they always want to come in and, you know, see firsthand. And for you to get to show them up close and personal, they'll remember that for the rest of their life. So it's always special.
So thank you very much for being here. It's an honor to be sitting here with you guys. No, I'm retired. Too old. Somebody else is doing my job now.
You know, I grew up around here, and I distinctly remember seeing the Ronnie Lotts and Joe Montanas and Dwight Clarks and all that going, giving back and doing stuff within the community, and it made a big impression on me. And so to be that retired athlete and is able to come back and give back to those kids and do the same thing that was done to me, it means a lot to me. And see those smiles on the kids' faces is just priceless.
Show it down!
One of the great things about being in youth football and running it here with the 49ers is that from top to bottom, youth football and kids has always been a priority. So we get great support. To be able to use this facility the time of year that we do, to put this many kids through the program, I think is really rare when it comes to, you know, the stresses that they put on the facility with training camp and all that stuff. And everybody here has really been really supportive of it. So we've been fortunate to have an opportunity to put on camps like this for 8 years now.
Let's go, Gray. Great.